1-800-795-9636, and you'll get that. We'll give you their email to get that.
We will.
Right.
And while we're doing this, I also want to thank Bobby Hall. Simon says a big hello out to you, too. Bobby, thank you so much for all the help you've been doing.
Thanks, Bobby. Bobby has been a good support.
Bobby's great. He's just no one better.
91.5 WMFO.
Well, there is a house down in New Orleans that they call the Rising Sun. It's been the ruin of many a poor girl. Yeah, there is a house, and it's down in New Orleans. Ruined many a soul, and Lord, I know I'm alone. Mama was a tailor, and she sewed those new blue jeans. Daddy was a gambling man, just a drifter. Kept a room in a whore down in New Orleans. There's only two things that a gambler needs. That's a suitcase and a chunk. And the only time that drifter is satisfied, when he's stealing or on a drunk, well, he fills his glass up right onto the brim. Man, he'll pass those cards around. And the only time, I said the only time that he's satisfied, when he's whoring from town to town. Say, Mama, tell my baby sister, do not do what I have done. Do not live your life down in sin and misery in the house of the rising sun. I got one foot on the platform, got another foot firmly on the train. Lord, I'm heading on, Lord, I'm heading on down south. Gonna wear me some ball and chain. Let's go south, dear. Hey, thanks, Brian, so much for letting us play.
91.5 WMFO in Medford, 61 Ghost Live. Thank you very, very much. That's another song that's like one of those traditional ones, like who the heck knows who originally wrote it. Cal Kelly sent me something that said, who wrote Hey Joe? I still don't think I have a real answer here, you know, like, because this says, who wrote Hey Joe? While claimed by the late Tim Rose to be a traditional song are often erroneously attributed to the pen of American musician Dino Valenti, who also went by the names Chester, Achep Powers, and Jess Farrow. Hey Joe was registered for copyright in the U.S. in 1962 by Billy Roberts, a Scottish folk singer. Len Partridge has claimed that he helped write the song with Roberts when they both performed in clubs in Edinburgh in 1956. Other sources, including singer Pat Craig, claim that Roberts assigned the rights to the song to his friend Valenti while Valenti was in jail in order to give him some income upon release.
Wow, that's cool.
So it might be this guy Roberts. Yeah.
That's a great story. I like that.
Good stuff. Well, we're 91.5 WMFO. Yeah, we did put that. I don't think I gave them the number. So what was the question again? To get Johnny Thunder's real last name.
Given last name.
Right. His whole name.
Well, there I think just go. No, just
middle,
we have
middle
got,
and last name.
Well, we haven't even got a
make
call.
Make them work for
no,
it.
No, we haven't even got a call yet. So well, if they give me the last name, that's good enough.
Okay.
I'm saying.
How about this? Yeah, the last name is fine. And if not that, who can explain? What are the two major roads that the Southern bluesmen travel from Mississippi up to Chicago? And I'll give you a hint. One of them was 61. What was the other? Was it a route or highway?
Highway.
Yeah, they're all sung about, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think I know. 91.5 WMFO in Medford, and the number is 855-915-9636 if you have those answers. And I got to go for a smoke break. So give me a minute. Give me like 5 minutes before you start calling in about that. And we'll give the questions out again if I don't hear anything when I come back, right?
Absolutely.
Right on.
You're the boss.
Right on. You guys hanging out for a little while or what?
Sure. You have any money?
Well, I mean, I have this if I need to get, you know. But you guys are welcome to stay till 4 if you want.
We'll hang out for a bit. Actually, we'll pack up while you're doing that.
Right on. I'm going to run down for I got to go all the way down now because they put an alarm on the fire escape. So
put
I can't.
On some Pink Floyd.
I can't
Are
use,
you kidding
I,
me?
I can't use the fire escape like my personal patio anymore.
Oh, man.
So listen to some good music in the meantime.
Right on. Well, we're going to have another Johnny Thunders block. Right?
Sure. Whatever.
Can't get enough, as Simon said. Yeah. Right here. Oh, get a phone call first, though. I'll take this. Da, 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 da. MFO, you're on the air. And you're gone. They might have had the answer. Who knows? We're MFO.
Okay, so I'm going to...
Middle Eastern world, it is explosive. Violent flares and a bullet flow. You're old enough to kill, but not to vote. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you tote? And even a Jordan River has her bodies floating at you. Tell me over and over and over again, my friend. Ah, you don't believe we're on the eve of seduction. Well, look at all the hate there is in Red China. Take a look around at Selma, Alabama. Well, you may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. Love your next door neighbor, and don't forget to say grace. Tell me over and over and over again, my friend. Oh, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Oh, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting?
and even the Jordan River has her body floating and dry.
Tell me over and over and over again, my friend, I just don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. You don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Ah, you don't believe we're on the eve of seduction.
Okay, this one's from New Jersey too. It's written up by Chuck Berry, called Little Queenie.
Keep them. How many tries does it take to get the perfect photo?
The average girl spends 3 hours a day using social media.
48% of teens report feeling lonely and less confident in themselves after using social media.
After the iPhone release in 2007, the depression rate in teens spiked.
To learn how to make social media a more positive place, go to MediaGirls.org. Follow Media Girls on Instagram and use the hashtag MGMakeover.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
WMFO in Medford. Hey, caller, you're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, everybody, it's Rosie.
What's up, Rosie?
Well, not much. I was thinking about some Joan Jett today.
All right, we'll play you some Joan Jett.
Some hard-ass Joan Jett.
I wanted to cap off that block. That was Jerry Nolan's band. Jerry Nolan and the Profilers there, and I did a Johnny Thunders block before it. And, of course, we had 61 Ghost. Right. And to cap all this off, I wanted to end with a New York Dolls song. But how about after the next song I play you, I'll do Joan Jett covering a Boston band.
Yeah.
How do you like that?
Yeah. Which Boston band? Or I'll know when I hear it.
You probably won't. Modern Lovers. Jonathan Richman Modern and the Lovers, Modern Lovers.
The drummer from the Cars.
Yes.
Was in the Modern Lovers.
You're right. I know you're a big Cars fan.
Yes,
that's
I
what
am.
You're probably hoping I'd say Cars, but I was surprised you knew that. Thank you. Do you know anything else? How about the Johnny Thunder's last name?
Gonzalez.
Right. Well, close enough.
Genzali,
yeah.
Is that Marie? Hi, Marie.
No, actually, that's Dixie Deadwood from 61 Ghosts.
How are you?
Oh, hi, Dixie.
Did you?
I was listening to you guys. You guys rock.
Do you want their CD?
Yes.
You'd love one sent to you?
Yes.
All right. I'll give you our email address right after this when I hang up. Right. Okay. Right.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Isn't that the last one you're giving out, Dixie?
Yes.
All right. Okay. So hang on.
Is it the last one?
Well, the last one for the contest today.
So, I thought it was special.
You are special. You got special needs. All right. Thanks, Rosie.
I always wondered why I went to school on the short bus. I always wondered that.
We'll be back with your Roadrunner right after this, okay?
Alrighty.
Okay. It's easy as that. 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Bye, guys.
Thanks, Rosie.
Say, man, they tell me you're pretty good. Don't you know you're in my neighborhood? They tell me you're pretty fast on them feet. You best be at the dance down on 14th Street. You hear?
6.
WMFO in Medford with some Joan Jett. Joan Jett covering Modern Lovers. Going out to Rosie. Thank you, Rosie. Thank you for the fine request. And she's the proud winner of a 61 Ghost CD as well. And, yeah, we still have time. I'll do a short Ramones block before Boston Groupie News Report. I still have to get some Psychedelic Furs in. That goes out to Janice Clority. Happy birthday from Cal Cali. He requested that. And I still have some Queers I mentioned I'd play. And right now, I'm going to play some Scruffy the Cat going out to Dexter by request. Thanks, Dex. And we're 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Still have 61 Ghosts and Simon Ritt. Hang out if you have a request for them. 855 or if you have a request for me and a question for them, 855-915-9636. Could have gave you guys a request earlier, but next time.
That's all right.
Warm. Getting up and rolling can be a nuisance.
millionaire just went past, eating chewing gum. He doesn't want to see you, he gets sick when you come. Make yourself up once again, kick out in a style. And all of a sudden they show, she paints on a smile.
Ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Now I wanna have something to do. All the kids. kids want the sun glue. All the kids want something to do.
1.5 WMFO in Medford, where you can find the one and only Ramones block I know of on radio that is weekly, comes up weekly every Saturday. You can find it different times between 1 to 4, but it's here. And the next segment we try and get quarter of, but sometimes it's 10 of 4, sometimes 5, depending on how the show goes.
Gabba gabba, what the hey?
Yeah. What you and Joey said. We're at 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And what time is it? Well, don't miss out and take a snooze. It's the one and only Boston Groupie News.
All right.
Report. Yes, this is when I go to the BostonGroupieNews.com page and see what's going on this week. And you know what? I'm glad I do this because I would have missed out. I was thinking this was tomorrow, but Saturday, starting in a little while, Moto, Crunch Time, State of the Union, Little Billy Lost in the Cox of Walk, they're at Tavern at the End of the World. That's a fantastic lineup, and that place is teeny.
That's a great little club, and it's got great food.
But it's teeny. It's like, how are they gonna? It's gonna be jammed.
Oh, it doesn't take much to have a scene there.
Right. So it shall be a scene, and I'll be there after this. I just decided that's where I'm going. What else is going on tonight? Well, damn, why isn't this in Boston? Why isn't this in Boston? Lux Lives at Koto. Well, it's in Salem. That's not far. Why are they saying complaining about that? At Koto in Salem, Lux Lives. It's with Spitz, Evil Streaks, and Tsunami Bots. So that's a Cramps tribute at Koto tonight. Crank Tones are at Atwood's tomorrow. Dirty Truckers, best of double chart release party with a very special guest, Tad Overbaugh and the Late Arrivals, and Michael Keane and the Morning Afters. Does that even say where this is? I'm not sure. You know what? Well, also, Thrust Club, Electric Street, Queens, and Sister Disco, Nap are at Charlie's Kitchen. That's Monday. There's all sorts of stuff here. Check it out. Check it out yourself. All this and more at BostonGroupieNews.com. I can't wait to see Moto now. Hey, you had some stuff you wanted to say. Simon Ritt, what's going on, brother?
Hey, it's good to be here. It was great hanging and playing a little bit with 61 Ghosts. I cannot get enough of those guys. While they were playing, I let everybody know about them. I think they're a little bit infectious, and it's great to see that buzz going on. And I thought I'd take this occasion. You know, this station really, not just this station, but your show, really keeps the New York Dolls flame going. You're friendly to all things New York Dolls, Heartbreakers, Johnny Thunders.
I sure hope I'm not the only one.
Well, yeah, I think you're the best, that's for sure.
Thank you.
The best I've heard. So I can think of no better place than to give you this little scoop, but it was just confirmed today that on Tuesday, May 22nd, I will be performing Johnny Thunder's epic solo album, So Alone, in its entirety, at the downstairs at the Middle East in Cambridge. And I'm going to be backed. The core band will be Tony Savarino and his fabulous Savtones. And we'll have a few special guests, too. Not too many, but I know Joe Mazzari is going to be a part of that. And really looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to that. That sounds like a blast, Simon. So I will be there for sure. And yeah, go to the tavern in a little bit. Say hi to me if you've never met me. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And that's the news for now. And we'll be back to say bye right after this. Little Moto for you.
Withdraw your belongings at ticket shelf 10.
ticket at 11 to board the train at platform 10.
FM in Medford. And yes, thank you to 61 Ghost. Excellent performance. Thank you, Simon Ritt.
Oh, it's always great to be here. Thank you.
Thanks to my callers, you know, Rosie, Dexter, Bruce, and to all my listeners. Thank you, guys. And yeah, I guess I'm off to the tavern. Stick around. I think Vin Magazzini will be next. I haven't seen him yet, but we're waiting on him. And who do I have next week? Why don't you just listen and find out?
I'm sure it's someone good.
It will be. Until next time, see ya!